Hi everyone, welcome back to day two of our article about the film Beyond Beauty, Taiwan from Above, and its creator, Chi Po Lin. I'm Pat.
Okay, I'm Sam. 今天要继续跟大家聊聊导演齐柏林哦。
Yesterday we introduced the film, which I'm sure most of you have seen.
Yeah, it gives us a bird's eye view of Taiwan, 给我们一个鸟瞰的视野来看台湾 and let us see a lot of beauty of this country.
The film was made by Chi Po Lin, who wanted to raise awareness of some of the problems that humans are causing.
Yeah, if we're not careful, Taiwan would not be so beautiful for long.
Yeah, today we're going to find out about Chi Po Lin and what caused him to make this remarkable movie.
Okay, 那我们来看一下今天的文章吧。
An Eye in the Sky.
Chi Po Lin started out working in the government.His job was to fly around the country to collect information about roads and highways. During that time, he developed a deep passion for aerial photography. From helicopter windows, Chi also saw the beauty and power of Mother Earth. In 2009, Typhoon Morakot caused great damage and deaths within just a few hours. This caused Chi...to make up his mind to raise awareness about the dangers of climate change. Moreover, he wanted to prove one thing. It is possible for humans to live in harmony with nature. Chi realized his name sounds like the Zeppelin aircraft in Chinese. Just like the Zeppelin, Chi found his true calling in life high in the sky.
Government. Government. Our government throws a huge party for everyone on New Year's Eve. Our government throws a huge party for everyone on New Year's Eve. Highway. Highway. You should be careful of fast cars while driving on the highway.You should be careful of fast cars while driving on the highway. Raise, 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 raised, raised. Our teacher raised an interesting question about the story. Our teacher raised an interesting question about the story. Prove.Prove, prove, proved, proven. Stephen Hawking worked hard to prove his idea about the universe. Stephen Hawking worked hard to prove his idea about the universe.
So, did you know this? Chi Po Lin started out working for the government.Okay, the government is the group of people who are responsible for controlling a country or a state. It used to be that kings and emperors ruled, but they would always have people to help them, and they were the government.
哦，导演齐柏林他一开始啊是在政府工作、哦、，government 政府、哦、像现在啊总统带领这些院长啊幕僚，或是古代呢有皇帝大臣哦，这些人组成起来管理一个国家或是一个地区就叫做政府。
We could also say our government throws a huge party for everyone on New Year's Eve. Our government throws a huge party for everyone.On New Year's Eve.
好，这句话的意思呢，就是我们的政府呢，在跨年的时候啊，会举办很盛大的 party 哦。
So, Chi Po Lin worked for the government. His job was to fly around the country and collect information about roads and highways. Okay, a highway, spelled H-I-G-H-W-A-Y, highway, is a main road for travelling long distances, especially one connecting on going through cities or towns.
哦，齐柏林呢，过去的工作啊，他就是呢坐飞机啊，从上空哦来观察这个道路哦。Highway 很高的路呢，就是中文说的高速公路了。
For example, you should be careful of fast cars while driving on the highway. You should be careful of fast cars while driving on the highway.
对啊，在高速公路上哦，开车的时候要注意这些开得很快很快的车子哦。
Now that doesn't sound like a bad job.
Yeah,
I'd love to fly around all day. You?
Yeah, for me, not really. I don't really like transportation.
Okay.
对啊，交通工具。
Well, anyway, the article also says that during that time, he developed a deep passion for aerial photography. Now, aerial photography just means photos and videos taken from the air.
OK, 在政府工作的这段期间啊，这个齐柏林呢，他对 aerial photography 这个从空中拍照哦，这个叫做航空照相啊，他对这个发展出呢很大的兴趣。
The article goes on. From helicopter windows, Qi also saw the beauty and power of Mother Earth. So a helicopter is an air vehicle with big blades on the top, and they spin.To give the plane the power to go up or in different directions. So it's different from an airplane because it can go straight up without a runway.
Helicopter 这个单字呢就是直升机的意思哦。那呢齐柏林呢他就透过这个直升机的窗户呢来看到这个美丽的大地哦。
So let's talk about some of the things that Qi saw. In 2009,Typhoon Morakot caused great damage and deaths within just a few hours. So that was a terrible natural disaster.
对，2009年的时候呢，莫拉克台风在短短的几个小时里面造成无数的伤亡，那是一个非常可怕的天灾 ，a natural disaster.
And it affected Qi as well. The article says this caused Qi to make up his mind.To raise awareness about the dangers of climate change. So climate change is where the weather is different and usually worse than it used to be before, probably because of what people are doing.
哎呀，莫拉克台风哦，让齐柏林呢怎么样？下定决心哦，要让人们呢对这个 climate change 气候变迁哦有更多的警觉。
We also saw the word raise in that sentence, and to raise, R-A-I-S-E, raise something means to increase the amount or the level of something. It could just mean like lifting something up, but it could also be, for example, to raise money.
OK, 单字 raise 它的意思是提升、提高，可以是呢提高数量或是提高程度，或是呢只是说你把什么东西举起来哦。同时呢，它也可以用在刚刚讲到这个 raise money, 意思呢是募款。
So here's another example. Our teacher raised an interesting question about the story. Our teacher raised an interesting question about the story.
在例句里面 raise 还有不同的用法哦。这个例句的意思呢，就是我们的老师呢，他提出了一个关于故事哦有趣的问题。
And the thing she wanted to raise was awareness, okay? Awareness, which is spelled A-W-A-R-E-N-E-S-S, awareness is the knowledge of a situation or a fact.So what the sentence means is that Qi Po Lin wanted to make more people know about how climate change is affecting the world.
Okay, awareness, 意识哦，意识到有什么东西的存在，或是意识到这个环境有什么变化的这个意识的意思哦。那在课文里面呢，齐柏林呢，他想要借由这个电影呢，让众人意识到气候变迁呢，已经在影响这个世界咯。
And this wasn't the only thing he wanted to do. As the article says, moreover, he wanted to prove one thing. It is possible for humans to live in harmony with nature. So if you prove, P-R-O-V-E, prove something, it means you use facts or evidence or something like that to show that something is true, 100% true.
OK, 课文接着说到哦，并且呢，齐柏林想要证明哦，人类啊是有可能与这个大自然和平共存的。单字 prove 证明哦，意思就是说呢，提出像是 evidence 证据或是 facts 这个真相哦，来证明这个事情真实的原貌。
That's right. So we could say Stephen Hawking worked hard to prove his idea about the universe. Stephen Hawking worked hard.To prove his idea about the universe.
哦，这个著名的物理学家呢 ，Steve Hawking 呢，努力的想要证明他对于宇宙的想法哦。
We also saw the phrase "live in harmony with." Okay, live in harmony with. If something lives in harmony with something else, that means we live together without damaging each other.In fact, the two things will help each other, and both will become better.
Oh, harmony 这个单词哈，意思呢是和谐，所以呢 ，live in harmony with 两个东西要在一起，不会互相破坏，还会一起变好，所以这个意思呢就是和睦相处的意思哦。
That's right. So here's an interesting fact. Qi realized his name sounds like the Zeppelin.Aircraft in Chinese, okay? The Zeppelins, and that's spelt Z-E-P-P-E-L-I-N, Zeppelin, they were big airships, like huge balloons that could carry lots of weight or people. Now, they were popular a long time ago, but you don't really see them nowadays.
哎呀 ，OK， 在我们了解一下齐柏林飞船之前呢，我们先来看一下英文快译通 sounds 的用法。
英文
快译通
，Oh yeah！
Hello， 大家好，我是 Vincent， 欢迎收看英文快译通。今天要跟大家讲解的是英文当中的连缀动词，可千万不要被这专有名词吓到咯，因为你一定很常看到它们。我们现在就来揭开这道神秘的面纱吧。在进入今天的课程之前呢，我要先跟大家来简单复习一下英文当中两个修饰的基本规则。当我们想要来修饰名词的时候，需要使用形容词，像是 a handsome boy, a beautiful girl。 handsome 跟 beautiful 都是拿来形容后面的 boy 还有 girl。当我们要来修饰动词的时候，我们则是需要用到副词，例如 She sings well. Well 用来形容前面的 sings 唱歌这个行为。看到这里，你可能会觉得所有的动词后面都应该要接上副词，但是今天我们所提到的连缀动词可就不一样咯。连缀动词其实包含了几个项目，第一 be 动词，第二几个跟感官有关的动词，像是 sing, look, sound, tasteFeel 等等，第三个则是强调状态变化的动词，像是 become, get, turn, grow 等等。这类的动词后面接的不是大家所熟悉的副词，而是形容词。这里的形容词并不是用来修饰连缀动词，而是作为句子当中主词补语，用来修饰前面的主词。例如 ，Your watch looks expensive. Your watch looks expensive. 你的手表看起来很高档。This steak tastes delicious. This steak tastes delicious. 这块牛排看起来真美味。不论是 expensive 还是 delicious， 都是用来修饰主词 your watch 以及 this steak。同样的 ，maple leaves turn red when the autumn comes. Maple leaves turn red when the autumn comes. 当秋天来临的时候，枫叶都变红了。The sky gets dark when the sun sets. The sky gets dark when the sun sets. 当太阳落下的时候，天空变暗了。这里的 red 还有 dark 都是作为主词补语，形容前面的 maple leaves 以及 the sky。此外，连缀动词后面除了可以加上形容词，也可以加上名词，但必须要加上介系词 like。like 加上名词，作用就等同于一个形容词。以课文里的句子来说 ，She realized his name sounds like the Zeppelin aircraft in Chinese。齐柏林知道他自己的名字听起来就像是中文里飞行船的谐音，连缀动词 sounds 后面的 like the Zeppelin aircraft 就是用来形容修饰 his name。 再举一个例子， Amanda looks like a doll. Amanda looks like a doll. Amanda 看起来就像是一个洋娃娃一样。Like a doll 是主词补语，用来形容主词，修饰主词 Amanda。经过今天的讲解之后，大家是不是都了解了连缀动词到底是什么东西，以及它的使用方法呢？英文快通，我们下次见喽，拜拜。
OK， 齐柏林啊，这个导演他发现他的名字和中文的这个 Zeppelin Aircraft， 也就是呢齐柏林飞船很像哦，其实就是一模一样吧。那这个齐柏林飞船呢，指的是什么呢？指的是这个上面有很大的气球哦，这个飞船哦，你可能有在这个动画电影《天空之城》里面可能有看过吧。
So the article finishes by saying, just like the Zeppelin, Qi found his true calling in life high in the sky. So a person's calling, and that's spelled C-A-L-L-I-N-G, calling, is not just a person's career, but what they feel inspired to do, kind of like their purpose in life.So someone's true calling is the one that is the real one, the one that makes you the most inspired and the most satisfied.
Okay, calling 中文呢就是可以翻译为感召哦。通常我们比较熟悉的可能是作为这个打电话这个 calling， 但是呢这边讲的呢是说这个你内心呢有什么灵感呢驱使你去做，觉得呢这个就是你人生的使命。所以 true calling 就是你人生真正的使命哦。比方说一个适合你的行业，那课文里面呢齐柏林就说他发现他人生真正的使命呢就像这个齐柏林飞船一样哦，是在高高的天空上面哦。
Okay, so that is the end of our article, so we will now end the lesson. Okay, now do you agree with the idea of a true calling?
A true calling, yeah, I do believe in destiny, like I believe in destiny. I do believe there's something has to be done by me, only me.
Okay, and what do you think your true calling is?
Well, actually, I'm still looking for it.
Okay, that's okay. Fair enough.
How about yours, Pat?
I would say it's a storyteller, because I like to write stories and then bring them to life by telling them. My parents always read stories to me when I was little. And I think that's the thing I'm most looking forward to when I have my own kids, just reading them stories.
Okay, that's really cool.
Yeah, that's what I want to do.
Okay, do you guys out there have an idea of what your true calling is? 你们有没有找到你们这个人生的使命是什么呢？ If not, don't worry, you've got plenty of time to find it. There's no rush, it will come naturally.
Yeah, you don't need to worry, it'll happen to you. Alright, so that is the end of today's lesson. Thanks for listening, and we will see you again next time. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
My beard grows fast, so I shave every other day.
My beard grows fast, so I shave every other day.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jillian. 欢迎来到 A Plus 小聚会。这个星期我们介绍的是有关于外观与造型的时尚实用英文。有一个问题 ，Jillian 老师非常好奇，想问问同学们。你们多久刮一次胡子呢？当然，这个问题只能由男同学来回答啦，因为男生才有胡子嘛。如果你胡子长得很快，每两天就要刮一次胡子，这时候你可以说 My beard grows fast, so I shave every other day. 句子中我们有看到一个名词 beard， 就是男生脸上的胡子啦。Beard 通常是指长在下巴上面的胡子。但如果是长在嘴唇上方的小胡子，我们就称为 mustache， M-U-S-T-A-C-H-E， mustache。再来，刮胡子的这个动作，我们会用 shave 这个字。shave 本身就有刮毛、剃毛的意思，而名词 shaver 就是指刮胡刀。最后，我们还会看到一个表达时间的片语是 every other day。我们知道 every day 是每天，而 other 是另一个的意思，所以 every other day 就是指每隔另一天，也就是每两天的意思咯。最后请同学跟我们一起复习今天的句子。 My beard grows fast, so I shave every other day. A Plus 小聚会，我们下次见。 Bye.
My beard grows fast, so I shave every other day.
My beard grows fast, so I shave every other day.
An eye in the sky.
Chi Po Lin started out working in the government. His job was to fly around the country to collect information about roads and highways. During that time, he developed a deep passion for aerial photography. From helicopter windows, Chi also saw the beauty and power of Mother Earth. In 2009, Typhoon Morakot caused great damage and deaths within just a few hours. This caused Chi to make up his mind to raise awareness about the dangers of climate change. Moreover, he wanted to prove one thing: it is possible for humans to live in harmony with nature. Chi realized his name sounds like the Zeppelin aircraft in Chinese. Just like the Zeppelin, Chi found his true calling in life high in the sky.
Government. Government. Our government throws a huge party for everyone on New Year's Eve. Our government throws a huge party for everyone on New Year's Eve. Highway. Highway. You should be careful of fast cars while driving on the highway. You should be careful of fast cars while driving on the highway. Raise. Raise. Raise, raised, raised. Our teacher raised an interesting question about the story. Our teacher raised an interesting question about the story. Prove. Prove. Prove, proved, proven. Stephen Hawking worked hard to prove his idea about the universe. Stephen Hawking worked hard to prove his idea about the universe.